Let's talk to Bryony Rest, who's an immigration lawyer with David Gray Solicitors. Hello, Bryony.
Morning, Neil.
But you've never heard something quite like this before, have you?
Well, sadly, I have. I've come across a number of clients over the years who've had similar problems. I had a very lovely lady born in Canada who got sacked from her job. This is probably about 5 years ago now, again, because you couldn't prove that she had the right to work in the UK. I've had clients even recently that have been threatened with losing their jobs because they couldn't prove it in a current passport rather than an old passport. It's really silly technicalities when quite clearly someone had the right to be in the UK and quite clearly was either British or had what's called indefinite leave to remain, so settled status here.
You know how these things work. What's going wrong? It sounds terribly Jobsworth. What is going wrong?
Well, it does. I think in my experience, the Home Office and the Passport Office, actually, who can always be worse than the Home Office sometimes in terms of the rigorousness of their checks, which of good reason, but they tend to be very prescriptive and have very little flexibility in common sense, like Tim Loughton said. You know, this is completely lacking in common sense. It's quite clear this man is British, but yet they insist on seeing the birth certificate, even though they have other records which can quite clearly confirm that he is British. It is you know, common sense gone mad and bureaucracy gone mad.
Do you think there are many more people out there who couldn't prove they were British, perhaps listening even to this programme?
I think there are probably plenty, and we've obviously had the debate this week on the Windrush generation, but it's not just people who came to the UK from our former colonies around that time. There are lots of people probably in the UK perfectly legitimately, particularly those who were brought here as children, whose parents it never occurred to them that they ought to do something about it, and suddenly they're left high and dry, particularly once they leave education, and then they need to try and find a job or access benefits or want to travel, that they suddenly find they can't actually prove their right to be in the UK.
Thank you very much. I don't know if you listening to this could... Let me ask you this question. Could you put your hand on your passport and your birth certificate? If not, would you fall into the same case as Nick here? Unable to prove that you're British. Be interesting.